Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey regarding Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Three.
Thank you very much. Just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
My age, that's what I was trying to mostly for the peace of mind. I'm 40.
Okay, thank you. And how do you describe your gender?
Female.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
Black.
Thank you very much. And in what grades are your children currently in?
With
6, 4, 1.
4 and 1st. So that would be 1st, 4th, and 6th?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now, which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled in this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private? I'm sorry?
Public school.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation?
No.
Thank you. And you mentioned you had a child in the 6th grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school your 6th grade child is enrolled this year? Is it also a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or a Catholic school, a non-Catholic?
The public school,
thank you. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's your sixth grade child school was graded in the same way. Considering parts of the school experience such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your sixth grade child school so far this year, or is it too early to tell?
No, the other one. The grade is A.
I'm sorry?
A.
Was that a C or a B? C as in cat or B as in boy?
D.
D as in day?
No, what did you say? You said the grade? Is that the question?
Yes, we want you to rate your 6th grade child school in the letters, using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Supposing that we're grading your child's school.
Yeah, so far that I've known, I will give it to, C for now. Because you just started. So maybe by the end of the year, I can tell you. I can tell you the final one.
So is it too early to tell?
I feel like it's too early because it just started like a month ago. They started September, right?
Yes. And when you think about the grade for your child's school, what factors will be the most important to you?
For my class to have, the grade for my class to have in school, you said?
Yes. When thinking about a grade of your child's school, what factors will be the most important to grade this year?
A.
We just want to know what comes to your mind about the grade that you would give your child's school this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A as an apple.
So, you have to explain why you grade A.
Okay, you want me to explain why I graded A?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Because why I will get it A after the exam? I'm just confused.
Well, let me read it back to you. It is, when you think about a grade for your child's school, what factors will be the most important to you?
Location.
I would say location and good administrator.
So it will be a location, and the other one, I didn't catch that.
And a good administrator, like good
setup. Good administration. Okay. Thank you. So it will be location and good administration.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. And to the best of your knowledge, is your sixth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Thank you. How about in terms of math? Is your sixth grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
It's working to expectation.
They are, or are they not?
It's working to expectation, yes. It's working to expectation. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And does your sixth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
No.
Does your sixth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
After school or in school?
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, thank you.
He's not well in school, period.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about your sixth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned,
yeah,
or not at all concerned?
Not a concern at all.
Thank you. And how much have you discussed your sixth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
After the school year, you said?
Yes. How much have you discussed your sixth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal. Have you discussed?
Where are you calling from again?
Yes, we're calling from Metro Research. We're an independent research company.
And what is this whole story all about?
Yeah, this is for study purposes, for research study.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I think after 8 o'clock, you guys are not supposed to be calling people, right?
Yes, I understand.
It's 8:44.
Yes, I understand. Well, we still have a few more questions to go. We would really appreciate your opinion on this.
Yeah, I appreciate your phone call. Have a good night.
Okay, well, thank you very much for... Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, no.